your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into Monday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, July 19th, 2021. Your boy Q here coming off a big weekend, coming off a fun weekend in Las Vegas. Please believe that, man. I'm really starting to get used to being here in the 702, really enjoying everything that's going on as far as the Raiders go, as far as sporting events go. Just I love being on the West Coast and being in the city, man. So it's been a lot of fun, but definitely had a lot of work going on, a lot of things to cover over the weekend, and a lot more to cover moving forward. So very excited about that, especially as far as the Raiders go. Coming up on today's show, segment number three, your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. You already know the number, 707-654-4693. Again, that's coming up in segment number three. Got a lot of good conversation, a lot of good topics, got a lot of good calls coming up in that segment. Segment number two, with training camp right around the corner. Man, it's coming up. The 27th is when the players start to report for training camp. Now, I really won't get started till the 28th, but the 27th, they actually report to the facility right there in Henderson, the facility that I did my radio show from just the other day, and I will be doing the radio show again from tomorrow. Very excited about that. But with that being right around the corner, with training camp being right around the corner, want to talk about matchups or battles that are going to intrigue me and things I'm going to be looking at, storylines that I'm going to be paying attention to in a major way during training camp. Talked about it on Raider Nation Radio 920 quite a bit on a Friday, but I want to talk about it more here on the Locked On Raiders podcast. So that's coming up in segment number two. Here in segment number one, kind of news and notes kind of that I gathered over the weekend. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Now, off top, the beautiful thing about being in Las Vegas is the fact that there's so much going on. And when I say that, I mean with the team. You know, players or the team itself have a lot going on. And Saturday morning, the Raiders held a coaches clinic at Liberty High School in Henderson, and I was in attendance of that. That was really early in the morning. A lot of coaches from across the local area were there in attendance. Some were doing a little bit of hand-on-hand teaching. Some were just kind of there soaking in the knowledge. And I thought it was really, really cool. And one part of it that I thought was a major, major feature, and later on this afternoon on Raider Nation Radio 920, you'll actually hear, but Dr. Tony Camochi, he's a mental health awareness guy. He works at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center for the Raiders and with the Raiders. And he was there talking about mental health and just talking about how important that is for young kids that are playing the game of football, even going up to the pro athletes, how important it is and how you can kind of see signs of when, you know, something's going on with the kid. And so I thought it was really, really a good conversation. And so then I pulled him aside and I actually did about a four minute interview with him that I'm going to play a little bit later on Raider Nation Radio 920 today. So if you tune in between 4 and 6, you'll actually hear that. But that was one thing that was going on Saturday. So I enjoyed the coaches clinic, thought that was cool. That's just part of the Raiders being big parts of the community here in Las Vegas, and that's what they are doing. They're doing that in a major way, and they doubled down a little bit later on that afternoon or that evening. Running back Josh Jacobs had his first free football camp, and that was over the weekend as well, and I'm really upset because I was not at that event. And if anyone follows me on Twitter, at your boy Q254, I'm trying to be at everything. And I will say, because I'm new to the area, I'm not on everyone's email list yet. So most of the time when one of these players or there's an event like the coaches clinic or Darren Waller's event that he has coming up on the 22nd, I'll get an email about it ahead of time. So I'll know. And then they'll say, hey, if you want to be there to be able to cover it, just RSVP. And then boom, I'll just shoot a RSVP back, you know, just shoot an email back. But I did not get an email about Josh Jacobs' event. And I had to find out about it when I was on my way to the Las Vegas Aviators baseball game. And the reason I went to that is because that is one of the teams that we cover in the Lotus Broadcasting building. They actually play their games. They're actually heard on Raider Nation Radio 920. So I made sure I went out to that. Now, I will say that ballpark, Las Vegas ballpark, is really, really cool. And that's going to be the site of the Battle for Vegas charity softball game coming up on Saturday the 24th that I will be part of. Matter of fact, Marcus Allen and Tim Brown, they'll be leading the Raiders team versus the Vegas Golden Knights. And matter of fact, speaking of Marcus Allen, he's actually be calling in to Raider Nation Radio 920 this afternoon at 4:30. So yeah, he's going to be on at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you tune into that because I get an opportunity to talk with Marcus Marcus Allen. I mean, it's not very often that you get an opportunity to just have a gold jacket guy on your phone lines talking to you on your radio show. But later on this afternoon, Marcus Allen will be talking to me at 4:30, and that is West Coast time on Raider Nation Radio 920. So make sure you tune into that. But that show or that event's going to be a lot of fun. The Battle of Las Vegas is going to be the Golden Knights versus the Raiders, and it's going to be a softball game, a charity softball game at Las Vegas Ballpark, and I will be there to cover that event. But I did not get to go to the Josh Jacobs event because I didn't know about it until it was already going on, so it was a little bit too late. So I was a little upset at myself. I was also a little upset that nobody in the building was covering the Josh Jacobs event. So that's something that we've got to clean up quick, fast, in a hurry. We can't be finding out about it because, you know, the TV station was there or another website was there. We've got to be all over it like a glove. So that's something that later on today at in the radio station, I got to have to crack down on and say, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up, swell them up. How come nobody knew about this? But here's Josh Jacobs, a quick 20 seconds of Josh Jacobs talking about how important it was for him to put on this event.
It's huge. It's huge for me because I've been partnering with Ford and other companies to do more for the community. We're looking into doing some projects for the homeless right now. And obviously the kids. I mean, I feel like the kids are the next generation. And they're the most important things that I feel like we need to encourage and to be a part of. So just to have a little hand in it, it's huge for me.
So there again, running back Josh Jacobs talking about why it was so important for him to put on that event right there. That's his first free football camp that he's put on since being a pro, and that will not be the last one. And the good thing about Josh Jacobs, I really respect him. I mean, he's been at the lowest of lows. You know, he's been the guy that had to sleep in the car with his father. You know, he's been the guy that didn't have an actual home. You know, he's went from hotel to hotel, and so now he's where he's at right now, has a much bigger appreciation than some folks do. And so, you know, that's a guy that's going to give back to the community. Very humble dude, very excited about that. And I'm really upset at myself for not being there. Again, just was not on the email list, and I'm upset that nobody in the radio station, even if they were on the email list, did not go ahead and think ahead and say, you know what, we probably should be at that, covering that like a glove. So that's not going to happen too much more. Please believe that, because that's not how your boy is built. So, yeah, that Josh Jacobs event got by me, but there won't be too many more that get by me. And speaking of events that aren't going to get by me, Darren Waller, tight end Darren Waller, he has an event coming up on the 22nd. That's going to be a lot of fun at All-American Park. He's going to host more than 100 kids. And, again, another football camp. It's free. It's going to be a lot of fun. That I've already RSVP'd. I'll already be at that. That's going to go off no problem. That's going to be 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That Thursday night, and that's going to, like I said, going to be a lot of fun, and it's cool to see the Raiders in the community very, very active. And, you know, it's funny, I responded to the Coaches Clinic email from the Raiders and said, hey, I want to be there, and I got a response from the PR team saying, hey, just know that we're going to be all over this community. We want to do big things in this community like there is no tomorrow. So it's very, very important for a team to go into a community, especially when, you know, they're new, you know, they got the stadium built there. So it's one thing to go in there and try to win games and try to make the city proud, but also to go back and make sure that the city is taken care of. And so I think that that is such a big deal. So to see all these events, Josh Jacobs over the weekend, Darren Waller coming up on Thursday. I mean, there's multiple events that are going on in a major way, and they're getting that in before training camp starts, because once training camp starts, you know, they won't be able to have that opportunity to go ahead and do that. But love the fact to see the Raiders being very, very active in the Las Vegas community. So that's really all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, kind of news and notes collected over the weekend. Depending on what time you're listening to this, I'm actually going to be filling in for Clay once again on the morning show, Pritch and Clay. It's actually going to be Q and Hondo. So no Pritch, no Clay. It's going to be Q and Hondo on today's show. So depending on what your time you're listening, like I said, we could be on right now 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, of course, I'm going to double down and do Vinny's show a little bit later on this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as well. So got to be doing Vinny's show all week long this week. Going to be meeting with the Raiders at the facility on Tuesday. Going to also be doing the radio show from the facility on Tuesday, and going to be covering the charity softball game, the Golden Knights and the Raiders at Las Vegas Ballpark on Saturday the 24th like a glove. But there's going to be media access on Friday at the ballpark, so I'll be there and I get to talk to a bunch of the players that are going to be involved in it. So please believe that audio is going to be brought to the podcast. That audio is going to be brought to Raider Nation Radio 920. So please believe, man, I'm the guy you want here in the city covering the team, because I am going to cover them like a glove. So there's a lot coming your way, Raider Nation. Please believe that. But that's all I got for you for today's segment number one, today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, training camp. What intrigues me? What battles? What competition? Where am I really going to be paying the most attention to? I'll tell you about that next. Before we get into that, though, I do want to tell you about Built Bar. And we've been talking about Built Bar for a very, very long time. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. They've got all those flavors, and they've got them all right now. That's the ones they're trying to focus in on. Those are the ones that they want you to focus in on. But every once in a while, you go to the website. Matter of fact, it's more than every once in a while. It's quite a bit. You go to the website, they'll have a limited time flavor. Most recently, they had the grasshopper cookie. They don't have that right now. They've had raspberry. They don't have that right now. But they have, well, they do have raspberry right now. I'm sorry. But they've had other really good flavors that, you know, have been on special, and then they take them away. But either way you go, check them out. Any of those flavors are really, really good. I've been telling you for a while that I've been on this cookies and cream hunt, and I don't know why, but I really, really have been focused in on the cookies and cream. But you might like all those bars. And if you do, you can get a mixed box. That'll give you two of each of the flavors. They're softer, easy to chew, 100% covered in chocolate. I like to put mine in the fridge, but you can eat yours however you want. But what thing that you got to do, when you go to checkout, when you order them at BuiltBar.com, you got to make sure you use the promo code LOCK15. It's going to save you 15% off your order just like that. LOCK15 to get yourself a discount. Save 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. Segment number two, it's on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are, segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to talk about training camp, as we are less than 10 days away from the start of training camp when the players start to report for camp. And, of course, they got to go through all their physicals and all that good stuff, and then they actually get out there on the field and start going and start getting ramped up as they head into the 2021 season. Very excited about that. But with that being said, the Raiders have a lot of depth on their team right now. But as I've said on this show many times, and I've said on Raider Nation Radio 920 or any other radio station that has me on, anyone who's willing to listen, right now, a lot of teams have depth because they have 90 players on the roster. Well, as we all know, by the time everything breaks down and shakes out, it's down to 53 men. So where will the depth be? Will the Raiders have a lot of depth like I think they will, or they do right now? The defensive line is very deep, but how deep will it be when they cut down rosters? That's going to be one of those questions that you got to ask. Offensive line, pretty deep. How deep will it be once you cut down the rosters? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be had. There's going to be a lot of answers that will be given during training camp. But I'm just talking about right now, and I want to talk about here in this segment, I want to talk about storylines that intrigue me heading into training camp, battles that I'll be paying attention to. And it's kind of something I brought up on Friday's show on Raider Nation Radio 920. I was doing In the Huddle from 4 to 6 p.m. West Coast time for Vinny Bonsignore as he's on vacation. I was just talking about, hey, what battles are you looking forward to? And, you know, got some pretty decent response, but I just wanted to go ahead and dip into what I'm thinking and what I'm really going to be paying attention to as I'm at the facility, because we did get our training camp schedule already. And I'll tell you, Raider Nation, it is awesome to get that email from the Raiders and say, hey, here's the camp schedule. Here's the people that are going to be talking during training camp on this certain day. Here's the day John Gruden's going to talk. This is the day Derek Carr is going to talk. This is the day that Henry Ruggs is going to talk. I mean, to have it already mapped out and laid out in front of you is awesome. So as I tell you that this podcast is going to go from 10, if it's at a 10, if you think it's a 10, it's going to go to a 15. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to go from good to great, in my opinion. Very excited about the future and the direction that this podcast is going because of all the access that I'm going to be having to the team moving forward. But getting back to the subject line, which is things I'm paying attention to as training camp gets started. Like I said, it gets kicked off on the 27th. And I think the biggest area of concern and the biggest question mark, of course, throughout the course of the offseason has been the offensive line. You know, after the Raiders went ahead and basically dismantled everywhere from their center all the way to the right of their offensive line, how does it look now? Of course, Andre James is a guy that everyone expects to be the starting center. Then you got that question at the right guard position. Who's that going to be? And then Alex Leatherwood, the rookie who's picked number 17 overall out of Alabama, you're expecting him to be the starting right tackle. So offensive line is one of those storylines that I'm really going to be paying attention to, and that area of the team I'm going to be paying attention to. You know, Colton Miller is the left tackle. You know, that's in stone. That's cemented in stone, right? No doubt about it. But I will say, Richie Incognito, left guard. At 38 years old, coming off an Achilles injury, I'm not going to say he's not going to make the team. I'm not going to say he's going to get cut. I remember last year I said, you know, hey, he's an older dude. Maybe someone battles it out and maybe someone's able to, you know, to win the job for over him. I'm basically going to say that again this year. At 38, coming off an Achilles, that there might be a young dude that steals that spot during training camp. Now, I don't think it's likely, especially with all the guys that are gone and all the new that's on the offensive line. I think it'd be very important to have a veteran like Richie Incognito. But again, Father Time doesn't lose to anybody. And he's 38 years old and coming off an Achilles. So he's got a lot of work to do. I know that he looks like he's in good shape. I know that everyone's been saying he's in good shape. But he's going to have to hold off a youngster from stealing that spot. So if we just go off of what we think the offensive line is going to look like, you got Colton Miller at the left tackle spot, Richie Incognito at left guard. Then at center, you got Andre James, which I believe is going to be the starting center, but they did pick up Nick Martin, who comes over from Houston. He could play that center position. Now, he's also very versatile, where he could play a guard position as well. So if he's got to slide inside to the guard spot, either right guard or left guard, he could. Most likely be right guard, but he could do that in a pinch. So we think Andre James is going to be a starter, but there's going to be a little bit of a competition right there. Andre James and Nick Martin at that center position. Then this is, to me, when it gets really juicy on the offensive line. Is it going to be Denzel Good, who they just gave a contract extension to, or is it going to be John Simpson at right guard? John Simpson, they drafted him fourth round pick out of Clemson just a year ago. Is it going to be his time to shine, or is he going to battle with Richie Incognito for the left guard position? Or is he going to be some quality depth? And that's okay if he is. I'm not saying that, you know, he has to be a starter just because they drafted him in the fourth round. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what is he going to, you know, show in training camp, and is he going to give Denzel Good a run for his money? Because I do think Good is the starter, and I do think John Simpson is the guy who's going to try to compete for that spot. So I'd pencil it in as Good, but I think John Simpson is going to have something to say, and it might be either the right guard spot or the left guard spot. But I think, you know, I think John Simpson does have, you know, a little bit of a weight he's carrying, and he might be able to, you know, he might be able to steal one of those spots. And then, of course, Alex Leatherwood, again, drafted number 17 overall out of Alabama. Mike Mayock said first day he's going to be penciled in as a day one starter at right tackle. He's just got to be able to hold that down. Now, where this plan goes wrong is if Alex Leatherwood can't hold down that right tackle position. Then all of a sudden you got either Denzel Good kicking outside to tackle, you know, and then you got a lot of questions. And Tom Cable, to his credit, he was able to hold it down in a major way a season ago when there was nothing that ever went together. You know, all the starters, they played together about three snaps throughout the whole course of the season. Anytime he needed to put another guy in that position, he was able to. But still, I mean, you want to have your number 17 overall pick, Alex Leatherwood, you want him to hold down that position. And I know the Raiders want him to hold down that position. So that's something to pay attention to. Of course, Sam Young, he's been re-signed to be a backup there. So maybe he would kick out to that position if Alex Leatherwood couldn't hold it down. But in a ideal world, Alex Leatherwood is that guy. But that's not the only area of the team that I'm really paying attention to. I'm also looking at the cornerback battle. I'm looking at Casey Hayward versus Damon Arnett. You got the old Wiley veteran. You got the second-year dude out of Ohio State in Arnett. Is Arnett healthy? Has he learned a lot from his rookie year? Is he going to go out there and bust his tail off, or is he going to go ahead and be a storyline that a lot of people put out there and written already about him this offseason that, oh, he's an afterthought? I don't believe that. I think that was just a story that was written, and I'm not saying it doesn't have any legs to it. I'm not saying someone just made it up, you know, because I know Vic Tafer is way better than that. I know Tashaun Reed is way better than that. They didn't just go ahead and throw that out there. There's obviously, you know, it came from somewhere. But I don't think it's as drastic as it seems. You know what I mean? I think Damon Arnett still is a guy that the organization thinks highly of. He's just got to go out there and earn it. And Casey Hayward's definitely not going to give him that job. So one of those two guys is going to be the starting outside defensive back when the season starts up against the Ravens, that Monday Night Football game. Now, with that being said, if you look at the slot position, that's another competition. Nate Hobbs, a fifth-round pick out of Illinois, that's the guy I'm rolling with in the slot. Amik Robertson, you know, is he going to be in the slot, or is he going to try to battle to kick it outside? And then if Damon Arnett loses the spot on the outside with Casey Hayward, does he kick inside for the slot? I think the slot position corner is going to be a big battle as well, something to pay attention to. For my money, I got Nate Hobbs. I just, for some reason, I feel like he's a guy that kind of when he sets his mind to something, he's going to go out there and achieve it. And I feel like if you remember and you go back and listen to his interview that he had with the Raiders on Raiders.com following being selected in the fifth round, I mean, he already has a little bit of edge to him. You know, he's got a little bit of chip on his shoulder, and I like that. You know, I like guys that feel like they've been wronged and that they got something to prove. That's who Nate Hobbs is. That's one reason that I'm really rolling with him. Amik Robertson, he's a guy who can go. I believe that he can absolutely compete, but, you know, is he ready to step up? Who knows? You know, that's going to be one of those that I'm definitely going to be paying attention to. And maybe, is he going to stay in the slot or is he going to kick outside? You know, I didn't even mention Isaiah Johnson when I was talking about the cornerback battle between Hayward and Arnett. But Isaiah Johnson is another guy that you wonder, okay, what's going to go on with him? How long is he for the team? Is he going to stick around or is he on his way out? So that secondary, man, that's going to be a heck of a battle, I think. I really don't believe there's any competition on the back end. You know, I do believe that Jonathan Abrams is going to be the day one starting strong safety and that Trayvon Merrick will be the day one starter free safety. That's just, I don't think there's any competition there. Now, I'm not saying Trayvon Merrick doesn't have to work to hold down that spot, but I do think that that's going to be his spot. So the secondary is one that I'm really paying attention to. And then finally, a wide receiver battle. And it's between John Brown, a.k.a. Smoke, and Willie Snead. I don't think that the Raiders keep both those guys, those two veterans. I really don't. John Brown's been a guy that a lot of people have talked about, think that he could kind of play that Nelly Aguilar role, but he's got to stay healthy. And then Willie Snead, he's one of those guys that I kind of like him, where he's a dude that'll go up and try to get that 50-50 ball. He's got a little bit of edge to him as well. He's just kind of that guy. But I don't think that the Raiders have room for both of those guys on the roster. So one of them makes the squad, in my opinion, and one doesn't. Is it going to be John Brown or is it going to be Willie Snead? So that's something that I'll be paying attention to. So the offensive line, how quickly can they gel? Who's going to be the starting five? Who's going to be the backups? The secondary, outside the safeties, you know, what's that battle going to look like? Casey Hayward, Damon Arnett, Isaiah Johnson, you could throw him in there. Nate Hobbs, Amik Robertson, Damon Arnett, you could throw him back in there twice. I mean, how is that going to shape up? Of course, Trayvon Mullen, he's going to be that other outside defensive back opposite of either Hayward, Arnett, Isaiah Johnson, whoever wins that spot. And then, of course, the wide receiver battle that I just mentioned, John Brown versus Willie Snead. Who's going to hold that down? Those are really the three areas that I'm paying attention to the most, or I feel like I'm going to be paying attention to the most. Now, that doesn't mean that when I get into training camp and I'm there, all of a sudden something else catches my eye and I start paying attention to it. If that happens, I'll definitely bring it back to the podcast and say, hey, I know I was focused on this, that, and the other, but man, this over here, D, actually caught my attention in a major way, and now that's my focal point. I will come back and say that if that happens, but right now I just think the O-line, the defensive back battle, and the wide receiver battle between John Brown and Willie Snead is really where I'll be paying attention to the most as training camp rolls on, getting started on the 27th. That's when the players do report. So what are you going to be paying attention to the most? What intrigues you? What are you really, really want to focus in on when training camp does open up? Let me know about it. 707-654-4693. Also, you can hit me on Twitter at yourboyq254. Matter of fact, those calls and texts that I mentioned, that number that I mentioned, Locked On Raider Podcast voicemail line, that's coming up next. Your calls and texts, 707-654-4693. You'll hear that next here on the Locked On Raiders Podcast. Before we get into that, though, I do want to tell you about betonline.ag. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sporting action. Baseball season, the All-Star break is over, so they're back in full effect, handling their business. Of course, the NBA Finals, man, the Bucks, they're right there on the brinks. They could absolutely win the NBA Finals, defeating the Suns as they're up 3-2. The Suns were up 16 points and found a way to lose Game 5. Still don't understand that one. I can't wrap my brain around it, but it happened. UFC, MMA, that's all that's going on. Before the next pitch, the next home run, the next three-pointer, the next slam dunk, or before a champion is crowned, make sure you head on over to betonline.ag on your mobile or your laptop device. Sign up and get your bonuses, your contest information, and all your great sporting news. Get off the sidelines and get into the game. Again, head to the website using your mobile or your laptop. Sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code LOCKEDON. Betonline.ag, got to use your promo code LOCKEDON to get that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is your online sportsbook experts. Segment number three, it's on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Let's start things off with California Dave from West Tennessee. He's calling to talk about the Raiders in general, about how many different situations they've got on the team. And when I mean situations, I'm talking sobriety. They got mental health situations going on. Carl Nassib come out and said he's gay. Josh Jacobs was homeless at one point. I mean, just so many different situations going on with the Raiders. He wants to talk about that and how refreshing it is to be a Raider fan. So here he is, California Dave from West Tennessee.
Q Nation, California Dave calling out of West Tennessee, y'all. Hope everybody's having a beautiful weekend. Everybody, Q, from the callers to the texters, man, this has been one hell of a great week to be listening to the podcast. I want to chime in on one thing, even though there's a bunch that I really wanted to, but I just can't gloss over Mad Max Crosby and his 16 months of sobriety. Now, that's huge. Herculean. I got a few years under my belt, and I know the struggles that come with that. Which kind of makes me want to talk about our team for a second. You know, from men struggling with drugs, alcohol, we got a man who is comfortable enough in his own skin to talk about his homosexuality. We got men with this deep faith and conviction of God. We got a guy that was homeless at one time in his life. I am so proud to be a part of Raider Nation and love a team like this. Now, the product on the field can be better. But you can't ask for better people, man. You know, mental health issues, you know, they call Dallas America's team. F that. The nation, Raider Nation, we're America's team. We are truly American. Cowboys, they're what America tries to portray to be. I don't know if any of y'all kind of catch the vibe I'm on with this, but I am so proud to be a part of this nation and this team right now. It is unreal. And as far as expectations, I'm looking at the division title because I think Kansas City is taking a step back. And the rest of us, San Diego, Denver, we've taken a step forward. I don't think anybody's going to run through this division. So I think it's up for grabs. So I'm looking at the division title, y'all. Nation, love y'all. Peace out.
There he goes, California Dave out of West Tennessee. Great call, my man, and you're absolutely right. The Raiders have a hell of a collection of guys from all different walks of life, and they're very comfortable with being who they are, which I think is very, very important that the organization allows them to be very comfortable with who they are. And that's a sign of good organizations. You know, I mean, it really is. And I know this is a Raider podcast, and I know I'm on Raider Nation Radio 920, but I'm not trying to look through silver and black glasses. I'm just saying that, you know, the spirit of Al Davis has always been, you know, come as you are. And that's what the Raider Nation, that's what John Gruden is still, you know, saying to this day. You know, Mark Davis is also instilling that to this day. Come as you are, Raiders. We are going to go out there on the football field and play with you. We don't care where you come from, how you got here. We just want you to go out there and make it happen on the field. And now, of course, they've got to hold up their end of the bargain on the field and take that next step. But, you know, for the organization to open up their arms and say, hey, we don't care who you are, where you came from, and how you got here, we're just happy that you're here, that is a big deal. So great observation. Thank you for that call, my man. Definitely appreciate you. Next up is a text from Raider Hondo in Chico. Congrats, Q. You're living the dream, but that comes with a great responsibility. Great topic about who's the best Raider. As the Oakland Raiders transition to Vegas, they need to bring their history. You're now entrusted to do that. I know you'll have a great time interviewing all the old Raiders as the season goes on. This generation of fans needs to hear and enjoy the old glory stories from those characters. If I were you, I'd start with Phil Villapiano. The all-generation's number one Raider is a no-brainer. It's Al Davis. But you're right about Seawood and his unique greatness. As Bum Phillips once said of Earl Campbell, Earl ain't in a class all by himself. But whatever class he's in, it doesn't take long to call the roll. Q, of the 10 Heisman Trophy winners that are also in the Hall of Fame, the most, 3, are Raiders. Only one of those 10 in the club played defense, Charles Woodson. Now, let's go get another one from my hometown, the mean streets of East San Jose. Jim Plunkett, Heisman from Stanford. 2 Super Bowls, 1 MVP, Just like Tom Flores, statistically, he's not the best, but he got beat up as a number one pick going to the Patriots to start off his career. But with Al, he became a winner. Q, as a longtime fan, I've been sick of hearing all the old stories of Raider greatness. I want some new stories. I think the key to winning the NFL nowadays is exactly what a smart man said a long time ago. The quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard. Raiders. That's Raider Hondo and Chico. Very lengthy text message, my man. I appreciate you. And yeah, man, it's great to have all the old stories of all Raider greatness, and you do want to hear some new ones, but the Raiders got to go out there and create that. And it's funny because you talked earlier in the text about me interviewing older Raiders and you know, bringing the history to the show. But with that being said, then you're saying I'm getting tired of hearing all the old Raiders stories. So you can't have both. You can't have it both ways. I mean, you look, but you're right. There is a responsibility for the Raiders. It's not on me. It's not on me to tell all the stories. I mean, I'm going to do as much as I can to provide as much coverage of the Raiders as I can, but it's up for the Raiders to go out there and create their stories, create their legend, go out there and create something for us to talk about in a major way. And look, if they go out there and they stink it up, hey, look, I'll call it how I see it. I mean, as simple as that. Yes, I know that I'm on the flagship station for the Raiders, but hey, whatever I see is how I'm going to call it. So it is what it is. So thank you for that text, my man. I appreciate you. Next up, got a call from Tim G from Virginia. Quick call talking about the greatest Raider conversation, and he couldn't narrow it down to one, so he's rolling with two. Here he is, Tim G in Virginia.
Q, this is Tim G from Virginia. Hey, first, congratulations on your new job, man. May God keep blessing you, man. You're a great voice for Raider Nation. Thanks a lot for what you do. Also, man, calling on the question, who greatest Raider? Man, I can't pick one. It took me forever to get two. But these are the two that got my attention at an early age because they were so exciting, you just wanted to see what they was going to do. Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen. That's all I got. Raiders.
There he goes, Tim G right there talking about Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson. Doesn't get much better than that, right? I mean, that's a lethal running back combo in real life and also in Tecmo Bowl. And Marcus Allen, a little side note, I will be talking to Marcus Allen a little bit later on this afternoon, depending on what time you're listening to this podcast. Scheduled for 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, Raider Nation Radio 920. If you miss it, I do believe it's going to be a really good conversation, so I'll probably have that. Good bet that I'll have that on the podcast tomorrow. But either way you look at it, 4:30 this afternoon, I'm supposed to be talking to Raider great, HOFer, Hall of Famer, Gold Jacket holder, Marcus Allen. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Next up, I got a text from Raider Black from Maryland. What's up, Q? Listening to the podcast about greatest Raider of all time, and you're right, it's generational. I'm 48. My favorite is Tim Brown, Mr. Heisman. Nobody should ever wear number 81 again. But I get how guys older than me would pick the Snake, younger than me would pick Woodson or Gannon. We all have our favorites. You love Kaufman. I love Fargus. I was a big Patrick Bates fan. Derek Hoskins. Wanted Sam Williams to shine. Johnny Morant. The list goes on forever, but it's generational, and we all have different styles of play. That's from Raider Black from Maryland. Good stuff, my man. And I like Huggy Bear. I like Justin Fargus as well. I thought he was really, really good. Sam Williams was cool. Johnny Morant was cool. I mean, there's so many names of guys that were really cool as far as Raiders go. The list goes on and on. There's always a guy that you kind of gravitate to who might not even have been that good. I know for the longest, a lot of Raider fans, and maybe it's still true, and I'm probably opening up a can of worms even saying this, for some reason, a lot of Raider fans always love Andre Holmes. That was a guy that everyone always said, Andre Holmes this, Andre Holmes that, and I kept saying, like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And man, Raider fans would get on my helmet. Don't you talk about Andre Holmes? Even his cousin hit me up on Twitter one time and said, you know what he's doing with very little? Oh man, he's giving the maximum effort. I said, I'm not saying he's not trying hard. He's just not that good. He's a good special teamer. He's not that great of a wide receiver. He'll make the tough catch, but he'll make the drop the easy one. Anyway, I didn't mean to go to the right there with that, but sometimes you know how your boy gets down. So either way, good text, my man. Definitely appreciate you. Next up and the final call for the show is going to come from Raider Blind Rage in the 209. He's calling to talk about listening to me on Raider Nation Radio and talking about the favorite Raider conversation as that continues to roll on. Here he is, Raider Blind Rage in the 209.
What up, Q? What up, Raider Nation? This is Blind Rage calling in from the 209. I know I haven't called in probably at least a year, but I still listen every day. But I am listening to you right now on Raider Nation Radio. And first and foremost, congratulations on making your silver and black dreams come true, dude. And you're awesome on the radio. It's my first chance to listen to you on the radio, like with your own show. Well, I know you're doing Vinny's show, but good stuff, man. I already put a Raider Nation icon on my home screen on my iPad. And for those trying to get Raider Nation, the radio, to play on their smart speakers, because I tried that every which way but Sunday. You ask your dyslexia to play Raider Nation radio, it doesn't work. But I did find if you do play KRLV, or is it LVR? I'm sorry, I can 920, it will play. But anyway, all that being said, congratulations, brother. Dreams do come true. And I was listening to the podcast the other day on your favorite Raider, and generational is definitely what it is. You guys are all right about that. And I'd have to say for me, Lyle Alzado, and I've been a Raider fan since 83, 82, right around the time they moved to L.A. I was living in L.A. at the time. So doesn't matter where they go for me. They can play in Pakistan. I'm a Raider fan forever. So it's a way of life. But hey, I want to congratulate you, man. Let you know I still listen to the podcast every day. I was just telling my wife right now about your whole move and the program director and everything else. And we met you, both of us met you at that tailgate party there in Oakland. Good times. And hey, hopefully we can make the one here in Vegas, if not this year, the following year. But keep up the good work, man. And yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Oh, one last thing I wanted to say. To steal a line from you, the banana in the tailpipe thing. The only banana in the tailpipe I seem to fall for and will probably fall for the rest of my life is every year saying, this is the year. This is the year that the defense is going to be better. This is the year that the Raiders are going to make the playoffs. This is the year the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl. So that's the banana, the silver and black banana in the tailpipe I will always fall for. All right, peace out. Raiders!
There he goes right there. Raider Blind Rage. Sounded like a little Rage versus Machine right there with that Raiders at the end, right? I ain't mad at you, my man. Thank you so much for the call. You know, I definitely appreciate you. And one of the biggest things you said there, and I think a lot of Raider Nation would agree with you, they could play anywhere. They could play in Pakistan. They could play at the southern tip of Africa. They could play on the moon, and you're still going to be a member of Raider Nation. I like the Lyle Alzado being your favorite one. That's a good one. I haven't heard anyone mention Lyle Alzado, but definitely a very well-deserved one. And then you also talked about that Locked On Raiders podcast, a big old huge party that we had, and that was at the end of the 2019 season, the final game there in Oakland. That was just a huge party. That was awesome. Definitely want to shout out to all the OGs that were there, and I know Rob and Anna, I want to definitely shout them out, man. They put in so much work just getting that thing organized and everything, and really making sure myself and the wife were there. So definitely want to shout them out. Saw them not too long ago in Dallas, as a matter of fact. Funny how that happens. Now I'm on the West Coast, and so we're going to have to hook up again. They're going to have to get them to come to Vegas. We're going to all encourage them to come to Vegas and hang out with us. And I know Rob and Anna will definitely make that happen. Shout out to Selena and the OC. Shout out to the good doc, man. Shout out to just everyone that was there, man. A huge, huge party. Raider Blind Rage, of course, was there. My guy, Border Jumper Raider, was there. I mean, just so many. I could go on and on, but it was huge. Just a huge party. Shout out to my boy, Chris. He was in the building. I mean, there was just so much going on. Mikey the Barber was in the building. I mean, it was awesome. It really, really was. And I don't want to forget anyone, so I'm going to stop now because there were so many people. I'm never going to be able to name every single person. But, man, definitely want to shout them out. And that was a hell of a party. And Selena's trying to make that happen, trying to make a hell of a party happen here in Las Vegas right before that Chicago Bears game. So definitely hit her up for some more information. Email her at LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com. And that's all I got time for on today's show. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have more calls and texts right off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, more news and notes collected over the day. Most likely, you'll probably hear from Marcus Allen because, I mean, that's a Hall of Famer. That's a guy with a gold jacket, man. So I'm definitely going to get the most out of that interview. Again, expected to have him on Raider Nation Radio this afternoon at 4:30 on the West Coast. So until tomorrow, Raider Nation, stay safe. Do what you got to do. Be careful out there in these streets, man. That COVID-19, that Delta variant ain't no joke. If you're going to come to Vegas and you're not vaccinated, mask up. Just simple as that. I mean, you know, a lot of people didn't want to wear a mask. Then get vaccinated. A lot of folks don't want to get vaccinated. Well, then wear a mask. Simple as that. Because, again, these numbers are rising, especially here in Las Vegas, and don't want to fall victim to that. So make sure that you got to do what you got to do to take care of yourself and take care of your loved ones around you. That's the most important thing, taking care of the loved ones around you. So until then, Raider Nation, as always, Just win, baby.